If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. The day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of its existence. Nikola Tesla.
Welcome to the Frequency Shifter Show. I'm your host, Corinne Summers, founder of Artisan Pharmacy. In this show, we explore ways to raise the frequency of ourselves, one another, and our planet. We're digging deep into all things metaphysical, from what is frequency to the power of sound, the Schumann resonance, our DNA, Reiki, the energy of water, and beyond, all to shift our minds and bodies back into alignment with richer states of connection, elevated awareness, and maximum human potential. And we're bringing on the global experts and thought leaders to share their wisdom as they let us pick their brains around all these juicy, mysterious topics.
First of all, I don't know who Ricky is and metaphysical. Schumann's Renaissance? I don't even know. What are you talking about? Wait a minute. I need us to take a step back and calm down. What are we even talking about here?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, I have a co-host. The universe insisted. What can I say? This is Alex Terranova, founder of Dream Mason. He's sort of a newbie to some of this frequency stuff, and he's going to help keep everything balanced, grounded, and relatable.
So this show isn't just for the experts to nerd out on all things metaphysical, but it's an open welcome space for everyone to explore the mysteries of the universe and raise our frequencies together.
Welcome back to another episode of the Frequency Shifter Show. I am super excited about this conversation with David Gibson, or to share it with you, because he knows a lot about how sound and frequency works. So it's a little bit of a different take on sound and sound healing, because we get into frequencies. He talks about more about musical intervals and musical flows. And also the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual elements of music. And we also talk about the sound of love and the sound of a higher consciousness and things like your soul sound. So really amazing guy. He is the founder and the director of the Globe Sound Healing Institute in the San Francisco Bay Area. And they do a lot of online classes, and they also do certification programs. So definitely worth checking out if sound is your thing.
He talks to us about how voice can distinguish things about our being and our mood. He also talks about how we can listen to and take in frequencies to change those things about ourselves. And I forget what the process is, but he has this amazing system that he talked about with us where you can basically, I think, call in and record your voice into a frequency. And then I don't remember the whole thing, but this is why you got to listen to this episode, because as we were listening to it, you and I were like, wait, we have to do this. I was telling my friends about this guy and this program that he has and how you call in and you do this voice frequency and then they send you this thing back. And look, we all know that music can change how we feel, right? All of us have put on a song and changed how we felt. And I think this goes deeper into why frequency impacts the way we live and our health and how we show up. So check out this episode. I'm really excited for everyone to be able to hear it. Let's jump into this thing.
David, we are so excited to be here with you today. And we've had a lot of other sound healers on our podcast, but never anybody quite like you. And I'm very excited to dig into what is voice analysis and voice harmony and the incredible work that you're doing. Could you just maybe kick us off with a little information on what it is and how you got started?
The voice analysis program is just a program that we use to see exactly what's going on with you, your whole system, to see exactly what's wrong with you. That's one of the things we do. We actually sell the program as well. And it really tells you what frequencies are missing in your voice. And we give you a CD in that, or download in that note, to get a balance in your whole system. Basically, with sound, there's many ways you can work. And one is to get a balance in the system. Another way is to find what's wrong and explode it, right? To transform like a cancer cell or some emotional issue and focus on what's wrong and transform it. The other way is to focus on what's right. And there's one thing we do where we find your frequency, your rhythm, your metabolism, an average of your heart rate and brainwave rate, and we give you CDs tuned to you, and that's what's right. Or we could just go to a much higher level of gratitude, compassion, love, and your soul, which I feel is that frequency where you're at peace, or the ultimate, which is source, where you're one with the universe and all answers are there, and there's no more podcast and there's no more classes.
And we don't talk at all because we can read everybody's.
Right, head. Right.
It's like one, and we all know that we're good.
It's just
for us.
It's interesting because, you know, when I think of a frequency, there's no frequency for source, because source I think of as all frequencies, and it's really hard to make all frequencies. Right, with the voice at least, right?
The color black, right?
Right, or white if it's light. Right.
Or white.
Right. It's all, so it's kind of like, it's like the angel choir all at once. So it's interesting when I'm actually tuning into source, it's like one frequency will kind of bring me down instead of all, when you're tuned into all frequencies at the same time. And it's interesting, there's people now that are doing work with ultrasound on microtubules in the brain to actually resonate in you into oneness and unity consciousness. And he can show, this guy Jeffrey Martin, he can show when you're in unity consciousness with an EEG map. So ultimately, we're all going to be there. And it's like,
you know. Wait, can you repeat that one more time? I'm understanding, and so that our listeners are following as well. That was deep.
Yeah. Well, can you say it differently too? Because I think what you just said was, I'm right there with you, like so profound. Like, can you explain it in like
More
simplified?
So microtubules, you might not understand. So microtubules are little nerves inside the brain, and what Jeffrey has done is found the resonant frequency of them and found which ones to actually resonate with an ultrasound frequency that will bring you into unity consciousness. And it's so effective that he's now giving classes on how to incorporate unity consciousness into your daily life. Because, you know, why go to work? Why do anything, right? Now, there's other ways that we do it. It's if you tune into multiple things at once, like all the sparkles on the water, or all of the sounds in a mix, or all of the harmonics in a sound, like in a bowl, and you tune into multiple things at once, you go into a state, a brainwave state of theta, which is between 4 and 8 cycles per second, a rhythm like wah, 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 wah. And that's the same state you go into when you're one with the universe, right? So it's a portal to actually get there. You can also tune the theta to you and actually play it, so it brings you into theta with binaural beats and brainwave entrainment, basically just a rhythm that actually entrains your brain. And that can be a portal to get there as well. So that's kind of the where we're headed.
Sorry to interrupt. Is that the soul sound or the individual frequency, or are you saying?
Yeah. I think of the frequency of your metabolism, where you're at peace, which is the frequency of you in delta, theta, alpha, and beta. I think of that as the soul frequency, because I assume your soul frequency, which, you know, it's hard to pin down because it's not scientific. I assume your soul frequency is where you're at peace, unless God is messing with us. And that's what I've been doing, is I play each of the 12 notes and find the frequency that makes you at peace. And then we give you all these brainwave CDs in that key with those rhythms. Also, we're creating an app right now where you can just hook up an EKG or EEG, and it will automatically, within a couple of minutes, tell you precisely what your rhythm is. And we just, we're doing one for the Veterans Administration now, so we can get rid of help with brain injuries, get rid of anxiety, depression. We just got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we're going to be doing this for the dementia company. And it also is really effective for autism to get that person back to their stable frequency. I just had a kid in last week, 7-year-olds with extreme autism, just all over the place. God bless his parents. They were holding him down really nicely the whole time he was here. And I played each of the 12 notes on the sound table with all the different rhythms, whoa, 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 right? And when I got to his note, he stopped flailing around and got really still and looked me in the eye like this. I said, that's it. He's a B flat. And we got him a CD tuned to him. The potential here with what we're doing with sound, with the brain, is huge. I mean, if you can get people back to that peaceful state of them and get them into a state of higher consciousness of oneness with the universe, there's no more depression. There's no more anxiety. There's no more PTSD, right? All these mental, emotional issues are completely gone. We're talking about a cure. I don't use that word very often around here. For all of these issues within 5 to 10 years, it'll probably take, you know, actually, this one guy called me up last year. He says, my guides told me to call Dave Gibson. I'm like, oh, I love San Francisco. What do they want, right? And he said that they say you're bringing sound into the medical field, and within 10 years, it will be completely embedded. And then my other guides, they said, yeah, 10 years, it will be embedded, but 20 years before it's completely accepted. 20 years and our entire medical system's completely changed? I mean, this is dramatic, right? I mean, actually, one of my guides actually said that we will have a cure for dementia within 20 years with sound, right? I mean, we're really on the threshold of a major transformation, not only healing, but getting people really high.
This is, I mean, really obviously exciting for anyone who's dealing with anything, right, medically. And if we're not, we know someone who is.
Right, right.
And just so it's not like, I want to take away that, like, you didn't play the note for that child and he's just the way that he showed up when he played his note moving forward, right? How does it work? Do you have to, like, how would it heal someone? Do they have to keep listening to that? How often? Like, what does it typically look like when you give someone these CDs and it sounds like almost like practice or exercises they have to do? What does that process look like?
Well, it's mostly listening to the CD with the binaural beats, which are rhythms at delta, theta. Delta for sleep, theta for creativity and relaxation, alpha for presence and learning, and beta for overcoming ADD and thinking, and the gamma for blissing out. You know, it's different for everybody, depending on how chronic your issue is, depending on how much you're recreating it each day, and how open your system is to sound. Ultimately, one day we'll know, oh, okay, this is 90% effective for this issue. This is 70% effective for this issue. If you've got this type of issue within that issue, you know, so there's a lot. I mean, there's so much research to be done, but... So it's really it's hard to say precisely, but it's really the anecdotal evidence and the amount of people we've had that have had profound results means it's like off the chart. One of the things where the low hanging fruit is, so to speak, is pain management. We've got a device, a belt with subwoofers in it that you can put on any part of the body and it will get rid of the pain like 90% of the time. If it's systemic pain, it's hard to say, but if spot pain, it's like really effective, right? And so with some research, we could actually figure out precisely what frequencies you work for a bruise versus a burn versus a broken bone versus a surgery, right? I mean, this is not rocket science. It's actually really clear that if you find the frequency of a nerve and fill it with sound, it will actually have there's no room for the information of the pain to be transmitted. This is the way nerves work, right? I mean, I had kidney stones a couple of years ago, and I'm like, holy moly, this is ridiculous. Why am I here screaming when we could have a frequency that would get rid of this pain? So the potential is just off the charts. And what we're seeing is so many amazing results. It's I had a guy that came in with a whiplash, and he had pain on a scale of 7 to 9 for 2 years, and used our little device, and within 15 minutes he was down to a 2 for the first time in years. Also, we've got a Medical Sound Association site called medicalsoundassociation.com, and we have over 400 entries of people putting in symptoms before and after treatments. And the average of the 400 entries is over 70% reduction in symptoms. On the site, you can actually search for each of the issues individually: anxiety, depression, PTSD. You can also search for different instruments. How about a crystal bowl on PTSD, right? And like even 50% effectiveness is unheard of in the medical field, right? I mean, it's really so, and then when we refine it, the potential is just off the charts. So that's what we're doing, is we're setting up the research foundation to actually research all of this. But here's what's really interesting. You know, there's a lot of really cool units out there. There's the Healy, the MedBed. I mean, there's PEMF. There's hundreds of these electromagnetic and frequency devices. Then some are probably really cool, but it's hard to tell, you know, whether they're real or not, whether, you know, it's all a marketing thing, right? Well, here's the deal. I'm really skeptical, because in my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, I actually have outlined all different levels of vibration, frequencies, which most people are working at, combination of frequencies, which very few people are working at, called timbre, mini frequencies, actual relationship of the musical intervals to one part to another, and musical flow, which is really the whole deal. If you look at the body is like cells or frequencies. Organs are a bunch of frequencies, which are a timbre. The relationship between the organs is a musical interval relationship. And the flow, though, musical flow through the 11 systems, is really the whole deal. Smooth flow is the definition of health at every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually. Smooth flow is without blockages. That's the definition of health, right? And so most people are only working at the frequency level instead of all of these levels at once. So now we're looking at finding the song within each of the 11 systems in the body. My guides, like a few months ago, they said, wake up 4 a.m. It's like, okay. Like, what we need to know, they said, is the musical interval relationship between the heart, brain, and breath when you're in the zone. Well, there's many zones. There's peace, there's heart coherence, where you're running love, and then there's oneness. So I called up HeartMath, and they sent me 15 readouts of people in heart coherence. And we found that the relationship between the heart, brain, and breath, when you average out the heart, because the heart goes up and down, is actually octaves, double, right? So it's in complete harmony, right? And then my guide said, okay, now that we know the rhythm of the body, we need to know the actual melody within each of the 11 systems. I'm like, holy moly, how am I going to figure this out, right? Well, it just so happens John Stuart Reed, who invented the cymoscope, right, that shows all those beautiful mandala patterns of water droplets, he's in England, right? he's been working with an electron microscope called the Raman spectroscopy, and it will show scientifically the entire harmonic content of a cell scientifically, precisely tuned to you. So all we have to do is find the nodes, which in meridians, the nodes are the acupuncture points. So once we find the frequency of each acupuncture point, we can actually know the melody flowing through the meridian when energy goes through the meridian. Bop, 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 right? And so now we can measure the nodes within each of the 11 systems and get the entire melody that's flowing through at your rhythm through the 11 systems, and then use frequencies with needles, needles with frequencies, microcurrents with electromagnetism, infrared light, and scalar waves, and run that musical flow through the system, your system, of all 11 songs, precisely tuned to you to heal every disease in the world. I mean, this is what we're talking about, is the potential to do something really dramatic. There's one other thing that you might find interesting. With this electron microscope, we can now measure all 70 trillion cells and use artificial intelligence to map out the musical interval relationships between all the cells within each system to find the template of perfection for a human based on musical intervals. Everybody's frequencies are a little bit different. And that's why nobody agrees on anything for anything on the body, because they're different from person to person. But the relationships we're betting are going to be the same. So that's a wider perspective of frequency. And you can look at, you know, I mean, the best flow is like gratitude. Gratitude's not bad. I mean, love's pretty cool, especially universal love, right? And then oneness, when you're, I mean, source is the ultimate flow, smooth flow there is. So smooth that the stillness and peace is profound.
I can't imagine we're all going to be walking around in the world with speakers all over us all the time, right? Like that, this doesn't seem practical. So when we're working with people, when you're working with people, I'm assuming that there's some sort of prescribed thing here, right? Like you listen to this when you're in bed, you listen to this at certain times a day, almost like taking them like medication, like things are done in a certain way, right? If I came to see you with, let's say I had a child who had autism and I brought them to you, mm-hmm. you would have a prescribed way that you would have them take in the sound, essentially.
Yeah. They can do it just by listening, but we also sell sound tables and sound lounges that are tables and chairs that have subwoofers in them, mm-hmm. and you get vibrated profoundly, or we have the little devices you can put on spots. But, you know, that's kind of more the medical side and the more, even integrative therapy side. I mean, you could just learn to make your tone with your own voice, right? Here's a good example. You know, a lot of people are running fear, and it's all about chaotic vibrations. Those are the things that break the system down, like, ah, or anxiety, or anger, ah, or pain, right? Or stress, as opposed to the vowels, which are consistent peace. What I've learned is peace is a frequency humming consistently. You could use vowels. You could use crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. There's hundreds of sound healing instruments. And by definition, a sound healing instrument is just means something that anybody could play without having to practice, right? And so all of these sounds and instruments do it. Or you could simply run stable, consistent vibrations in your mind. More gratitude, more love, more compassion. Those are all stable, consistent vibrations, right? So there's ways to do this that are not medical at all that people could really do. I mean, as Jonathan Goldman says, it's as simple as a hum. Right? If you have any challenge going on to create a stable, consistent vibration, although I found that humming in people's faces don't really help, right?
Right. No, that's a good one. We've been told a couple other sound leaders have actually mentioned that it's one of the best ways to shift your frequency is to hum. I have invested in a lot of sound healing instruments at my house because I was blown away in my first sound healing experience. And you just can't deny it if you've ever been on a sound journey and have been able to experience that. I mean, it's incredible. Now I just forgot my question. Dang it. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, so we talked a lot about how out here in the world, we're always, every choice that we make, we're always activating something, everything that we take in. And right now we're in a world where we're surrounded by a lot of chaos. And I feel like a lot of people's vibrations are becoming very, very low because of what is coming in the media. And I keep reminding people in my coaching session, I work with corporate clients as well as a lot of entrepreneurs. And I just keep reminding them, look, we are on a new frontier. We as humans, we're not supposed to process this much stuff. So we have to give ourselves some grace. And that's also why, I think that's why work like yours is so important, because it is a new frontier and we need new solutions. And people can't get into theta in a meditation. And learning how to get into the theta brainwave state in a meditation takes people, I mean, it could take you years, decade to actually be able to get yourself into that state on your own through a meditative practice. But with sound, it can happen.
And it's fun.
You feel amazing. But it also can bring up emotion or other things to be healed. But do you have anything else to say about that? And how do people, any other ideas for how people can bring this into their real life? And music on the radio does not use the frequencies that are going to create peace, right?
Yeah. There's you can think of it as different ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. If you have something going on emotionally, you can simply do any vowel is one simple way. Another thing about emotions, though, because we just did a whole conference on sound and emotions last year, is to actually express yourself with sound, right? I think there's, as babies, we were professional sound healers. If we had anything going on, we let it out with a sound.
Wow.
And we had no thought as to what anybody else was thinking. And around one or two, it's like shh, and you get into school and it's like no more sound. And a lot of people are stopped up. They are afraid, especially women, because men have been squashing women's throat chakras for tens of thousands of years, right? But even men don't know how to express themselves. And to be able to go, we're now doing classes with 3 to 6 year olds. We got a grant for $100,000 to take our entire curriculum with 24 instructors into 2 Montessori schools. And we created 2,500 exercises for the kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. And now we're doing online classes with 3 to 6 year olds. And it's so cool. After a few classes, it's like, okay, let's do gibberish. Blah, 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 blah. It's like Chris says, it's like, blah, 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 blah. They're so cute, and they will never, ever be afraid to express themselves the rest of their life, right? This is so huge. And then to be able to actually transform emotions, I just taught them the last class last week was, okay, if you make a sound of how you're feeling and you don't like that sound, it doesn't feel good, transform it, right? But you can't transform it like that. As humans, we kind of suck at that. Most humans can't really shift an emotion very quickly. So I said, no, do it slowly, okay? So if you've got like a little fear, let's change it to peace. The slower you do it, the better. And we had the kids doing it. I said, you guys got it down. You know how to transform emotions now. Teach your parents. Right? This is huge. But you can also work at it mentally. Mentally is really easy to use headphones tuned to you and actually do the brainwave entrainment. That's probably the best way to do that. But you could also do it physically. I mean, that's where we get very specific about getting very specific frequencies on parts of the body. We could find the harmonic content of a cancer cell and explode it 100% of the time instead of like 40% of the time like Anthony Holland's doing, right, with electromagnetics. So there's that. But then you could simply go to, you know, I mean, all the higher emotions spiritually and really say, it's like, okay, I just did a grief workshop last weekend with 15 people. And I was teaching, you know, you can go to gratitude. There's, think of it as that loss is a bright light on the timeline of your life, right? And gratitude sound is really good for you. And then I said, okay, how many of you know how to access universal love? And two people out of 15 had even experienced it. Only one could access it at all. So to teach how to run universal love through the system and to teach people to actually be able to do that is humongous, right? Because the second you can access universal love, there's no more neediness. I mean, you are whole on your own. And if you come together in a relationship, it's just, it's a party time, right? And you go back to your wholeness, right? So you can work at all those different levels. And ultimately, though, I think the big thing that I've been working on is to get it the hospitals to change so we're not killing people every day and hurting and maiming people, right? There's a lot of good things.
Yeah, they're pretty far behind, but this is exciting about that music and sound could be integrated so quickly. The Universal Love Center, it reminds me too of like a Reiki and a Reiki master. And that's essentially what Reiki energy is tapping into universal love and the pure vibration of love and then directing it at a source to shift the frequency. And so it's absolutely incredible. That practice has completely changed my life. It's probably been one of the biggest impact on me. But we're doing that for sound. Is that something you could walk us through? Like, could you teach us right here on the podcast how to access universal love?
Okay, sure. Okay.
Or could you at least tell us more about how you do that with people?
Okay. So let's do. So what I do often is for people, if people look at you like they've got like you've got three heads, when you say, you know, let's do universal love. This is what I do. I say, and we can do it right now. So let's just send a sound of love, and I do it with the kids. It's so cute. Let's just send a sound of love to your own heart. And the kids are like. And they do it, right? Okay. So now send a soft sound of love to your own heart. That's a really good way to start. And most people can do that. And it's and then you go, you know, you've got all the love in the world, right? The way I learned to do universal love took a long time, actually, is years ago, the psychic said, you know, universal love actually comes in through the thymus down into the heart. And I'm like, okay. So I started visualizing love coming into my thymus, into my heart. And after about 5 years, maybe seven, I started getting a little chill, right? And then it was like after about 10 years, finally, I got where I could actually run the energy like this. Mm-hmm. I was in Egypt, it opened up even further when we were in the chambers, right? And then, so that's one way to visualize it until it happens, right? Because a lot of people don't know how to run energy, right? Which is basis of Reiki, right? And just visualize it until it actually happens. There's another way that's even more effective is to visualize light coming in your crown, the top of your head, down your spine, down to your feet. And that's actually even more effective for me. It's this white light, right? It's
that's so much of what we do in Reiki, actually. I was going to say, we use the heart and run energy through the heart, but we take it, usually it comes down through the crown, and then you imagine it coming through. And yeah, the thymus and the heart and radiating through the heart, and then also down and out the arms into the hands, because in the chakra system, and like those energetic hands are actually considered an extension of the heart.
Nice, nice. Tom Kenyon in his book with the Hathors, he says, just visualize a ball of love in your heart and have it expand, right? Until you it gets bigger and bigger. So any way you can run any love, I mean, the truth is pure love, even if it's from a relationship, you might have to peel away the person, right? Is still universal love, right? So any way you can run love. And we even do a exercise where you can actually tune in to being in love. And then just bring that up and feel it completely. And that's really cool as well. Again, you may have to discount that person. But that,
I always have people use the sunshine if they can't, when I do meditations.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So
nice.
Imagine the warm glow of the sun when you walk outside and you feel the warmth and you close your eyes and it's like that peaceful. So I feel like people can resonate with that, but love can be complicated. So yeah, sometimes that can cause more.
Nice.
Well, the thing about being in love, right?
Now, if you can also then make the sound of that, right? That's really cool, because whenever you make a sound with an emotion, it creates a stronger resonant field, which actually affects you deeper and goes out to the world more as well, right? What's really cool also, if you have any challenge or with the world, right? It's like huge, right? There's so much going on. Instead of getting freaked out by what's going on with somebody you know, or somebody affecting you, or somebody upset with you, or what's going on the planet, and when you find yourself getting anxious or depressed or anything about it, instead, send it love with a sound. Like, send love to all those that are suffering right now. Right? Instead of bringing in this chaotic vibration, you're now actively sending a vibration of coherence. Higher consciousness is not about a higher frequency. It's actually about a more stable, consistent vibration as opposed to chaotic. It's like the spiritual leader that's perfectly still, right? It's the emotion that actually is flowing instead of, chaotic. It's about focus, which is completely stable, instead of actually jumping around, in different, with scattered brainness, right? It's all about consistency. At the spiritual level, a lot of people do talk about going to a higher frequency. Actually, I know the psychic, she says, I go to like 40,000 hertz to actually do my treatments. I'm like, whoa, that's really high, right? And people do talk about different frequencies being higher dimensions. And I've actually explored 18 dimensions with frequencies that are way above our hearing level. But ultimately, higher consciousness is what we talked about before. It's not higher, it's all frequencies. Stable. Every frequency in the universe, where all is known. It's like the shaman that can hear the song of the plant and sing it and actually give its healing, or the Tibetan lamas that see all lifetimes, right? That's really the ultimate, is really all frequencies. So anything that can trigger that oneness state, right, is really what you're looking for. And nature is one of the best. And multiple sounds at once is really cool.
I was just going to ask you for some practical tips because, you know, the world is chaotic. We live in the opposite of, we live in the surroundings, the opposite of harmony, I feel, right now. Yeah. And so many people are getting sucked into that, but may not realize like it's not them. They think it's them, their thoughts, their anxiety, their inner world. So what are some other things people can do? I know you said humming and, you know.
Sending love is a good one, yeah. You know, it's really, okay, here's an interesting one. This one's kind of a high level way to do it. Whenever you tune into multiple things at once, you go into theta, right? We're not talking multitasking. We're talking simultaneously tuning into multiple things, right? This one's really interesting. And it's, if you have a problem, instead of focusing on that one problem, think of all your problems. Go into all your problems, right? Oh boy, look at all those. And then, to be fair, think of all the things you can be grateful for in the universe at the same time. If you haven't done your gratitude list, you've got to do a gratitude list. You can easily come up with 30 things. I've got a video called The Sound of Gratitude. If you do a search for it, I go through 50 different things to be grateful for while people are toning gratitude. So now you've got all your problems and all your gratitude for the universe and you and everything. I mean, oh, here's one good one that's not in my video. If you need a basic one, I've never, ever been hungry a single day of my life, except not getting back from a hike on time or fasting, right? Never, one single day. And there are millions of people starving to death right now, right? That's a good one. So now you've got all your problems and all your gratitude and just sit still in the middle of it and tune into all of it. But then you can actually go to all of the problems on the planet and all of the beauty and all the things on this planet you can be grateful for, which is huge. And now you are sitting in front of all of it and it's just like, perfectly still in theta. It's like the tears of the Buddha, right? You want to hear something really funny? I just watched Wonder Woman. And that's like, the whole thing is like, it's a mess. Let's just kill off all of the people on the planet and bring in angels and gods and replace them. The humanity sucks. And it's true. It's a freaking mess. But there's so much love. There's so much goodwill. There's so much beauty in nature. There's so much amazing energy on this planet. It's incredible, right? So it's totally being present with what is and just going, cool.
If I'm looking at your, like the sound therapy center. So if somebody wants to do this, if somebody is like, hey, I want to explore this. I'm sitting here going, I want to explore this. It sounds good. Like, and it's the thing that I think that it sounds so good is it sounds good. And it also sounds easy. Like it doesn't sound like you're saying, hey, you need to go do this thing for 8 hours a day to like feel better or whatever. You don't have to drink this potion that you don't like how it's going to taste. You get to listen to something that, based on what you've shared with us, sounds pretty good and sounds pretty calming and relaxing. Right. So what does the process look like? If we, you know, I know you don't have to be, You don't have to come to your offices, right? You can do this remotely.
Right. Well, there's two main treatments we do online for the sound therapy center. We've got the voice analysis where you talk into the microphone, into the program, and we see what's missing, and we send you a CD, and then you tone along with that CD to get the balance in your system. Or we can do on Zoom, we can do a brainwave assessment where we play each of the 12 notes and see which one makes you the most peaceful and calm and still, and we give you binaural beats and delta, theta, alpha, and beta tuned to you. And that's really effective. Here at the center, we also are doing sound healing treatments live, you know, so we can do that. We also have our classes, which, you know, are really effective for healing. A lot of people do it to learn to be sound healers and therapists and do sound baths and concerts and stuff, but it's like really effective for your own healing. And we've got a dozen instructors that we do online, or you can do it here. The online classes are live and they work really well. There's other things you could get involved with. We have bi-monthly meetings with the Medical Sound Association. We now have treatment plans, and this is where you could actually go. On the Medical Sound Association, if you click on integrative sound, we have treatment plans for anxiety, for depression, for PTSD, for dementia, for autism, for cancer, for thyroid, for every sleep, for everything you could imagine. And these are 600 doctors and sound therapists that are meeting bi-monthly to create these treatment plans. So they're really detailed. We've got all the medical aspects of that issue. We've got the approach. We've got intake questions. We've got safety guidelines and a wide range of treatments with sound for each of the issues. So if you have a specific issue, that's one thing you can go to and just check out for free. And then—
Well, all of that is available for free to go check out those treatment plans. And do you have like recordings along with them, with the sounds?
Not recordings. We're now developing, or we'll have a range of recordings. We're opening up a online sound therapy center with really good sound where we're going to be doing treatments. So we'll have a lot of recordings for specific issues posted really soon. And we do have the meetings posted there, so you can watch, you know, how we figured out the treatment plans as well. And if you wanted to join the meetings, you just go to Medical Sound Association. It's free to join and contribute, you know, any ideas you might have for specific issues. Ultimately, what we're looking at is trying to figure out how the body works based on vibration. And it's not just sound, it's electromagnetics, it's light, it's infrared light, it's quantum scalar waves, it's the full range, right? And then that's really the holy grail when we figure it out. So we're not just doing research to prove my stuff works or anybody's stuff works. We're actually doing exploratory research to figure it out. And it's shared. It's all under our nonprofit. So it's shared with everybody freely. You know, there's so many companies that are doing some cool things with frequencies, but they're profit oriented and they're not going to share how they figured it out, or they're not going to say, oh, this is really cool, but this doesn't work so well, because their marketing team is like, it's all incredible, right? It's all incredible. And ultimately, we want that board where we can actually say, well, this is what we know. We know this is really effective, and we're working on figuring out how this is going to be better, right? And if you have any ideas, you know, let's share it with everybody and figure it all out and heal humanity big time.
Yeah, it's interesting how it is a business as well. It's like, who should be able to control sound? Sound is free, right? And energy. It's like, why are we having all these controls over accessing sound and energy? But such an exciting time to be alive on this frontier and the integration of sound and technology and just the understanding of, you know, that we're all energy and frequency and that can help in those ways. I know Alex and I interviewed some cool people that are like printing the frequency on, like you can print it on items and then add it to like, you know, who did we interview, Alex? They were basically using it for technology, right? For EMF. You remember?
This is cool.
Probably like a similar idea.
I mean, I remember for protection things, right? Yeah. To change to protect you from harmful frequencies. They're printing onto like holograms that are encoded.
Subtle energy frequencies, yeah. Where he prints the imprint of the frequency signature, and you can use it as like a background on your computer, or you can print them out.
Nice.
And it's essentially, making a physical form of the frequency to
impact. The way I always say it is, the more ways you lead a horse to water, the more chances it'll drink. So instead of using just frequencies, use combinations, using flows, but also at all levels. Work at the sound level, electromagnetic, light, and quantum scalar wave level. So we're now starting to program a virtual reality system where you can put on a helmet and you can see a graphic of inside of your body and see all 11 systems flowing energetically based on EKG and EEG that you're hooked up to in real time. So you're in virtual reality, seeing all of your system flowing, and then you can use the needles with frequencies and electrodes, microcurrents, the scalar waves, and when everything goes into alignment, you'll see all 11 systems go into alignment, and then bring in an energy healer, and it's like, oh my God, something's going to happen.
Wow, that is incredible. Thank you so my mind is like blown in terms of where this could take us. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for everything that you shared today. It was really great to pick your brain and dig into some of these topics. I wish we had more time because I wanted to ask you if there was anything you learned in Egypt or got out of your Egypt trip, but that might be a whole other rabbit hole.
One thing in Egypt, the main thing is every chamber has a resonant frequency. You do a frequency sweep. And when you hit the resonant frequency, it gets louder. In the King's Chamber, I found those three frequencies, this way, that way, and that way. And I found the frequency of the sarcophagus and laid in it and went into the Akashic Records. And then I had this energy come up my spine, and which was like just information, and it changed my life forever. So finding the resonant frequency of a room in any sacred space is really a portal to opening up another dimension.
Now I want to talk regular hour about portals and energy because they all use sound. Every megalithic site around the world uses sound and vibration. How are we just coming onto this? So exciting. Thank you for being a part of that and everything that you're doing, my goodness, to like help our world heal and raise the frequency of humanity and our planet. You're an incredible soul. And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else to share with us, or can you at least let us guests know where they can find you and anything else?
Well, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll find links to all the different companies, nonprofit, to the store, to the school, to the therapy center and everything we've got. And also the whole thing for the kids, if anybody wants to get involved in that association, we've got a whole lobbying group that we're setting up to take it into our curriculum, into private and public schools around the world. So we have bi-monthly meetings with the Sound Education Association, but all can be found at soundhealingcenter.com. You can always email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com as well. Thank you. The work you're doing.
Thank you, David. That was amazing. Please, everyone, go. I'm already like on the website, ready to book my. Right, I want to know what's wrong with my voice and my frequency. But as a joke, but seriously, go to the website. There's so much there. David, thank you, and to all our listeners, thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time on the Frequency Shifters Show.
Oh, one last thing. Okay. The frequency of joy.
Leave
Let's
us
do
with
that.
That.
Join in.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Frequency Shifters. We really hope that you got some value, you learned something, and that there's something from this episode that you can take away and use in your life. Who are you thinking of right now that needs to hear this episode? Please share it with them. Share this on social media, subscribe and like and leave a comment. And please, if you have a comment or an idea or something that you want us to talk about or investigate, leave it online and we will go into those and bring you that information. Please like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you next time.